Good morning. Our scripture today comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 through 17. For Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, but those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. This is how God sees us. He sees us as a new creation. And I think it's a struggle sometimes to stay in that mindset that we are in Christ, a new creation. It seems like we often have a battle with what the Bible also calls our lower nature. And one of the battles is just listening to the wrong voice. See, God's voice is always a voice of hope. Even when we do things wrong, his voice is never condemning. It might be convicting, but not condemning. Convicting means you did something wrong, but there's hope. You can correct it. Condemning means you did something wrong and there's no hope. No, the Bible says there's always hope because we are actually new creations in him. And the old things have passed away. So the old things no longer need to have a control over us in any way. And we have the privilege of also viewing others that way as well. Paul probably knew Jesus or knew of Jesus. They were contemporaries. Paul was going to a school, the school of Gamaliel, to be a Pharisee, and he would have been in Jerusalem about the same time Jesus would have been in Jerusalem. You see, at that point, Paul knew Jesus according to the point of view of the world. Later, in his conversion, he experienced Jesus personally. And he came to know him as Lord and Savior, and no longer in that way. And it was the person of Jesus and his grace and his forgiveness that made it so that he could become a new creation in Christ. Now, I see that Jesus worked with people when he had his earthly ministry in this way over and over again. I think of the woman at the well. When Jesus met with her, she would come to draw water at a time of day that nobody else would want to because it was too hot. And she chose to do this because she had experienced a lot of rejection from her community. And she'd also experienced rejection from five husbands who had divorced her. And she was now living with a sixth man. And Jesus revealed to her that he knew this. And she says, well, are you a prophet? And they started talking about the differences, you know, between the Jews and the Samaritans. And she finally said, well, when the Messiah comes, he'll clear up all these questions. And Jesus reveals to her that he's the Messiah. That's not something Jesus did very often. In fact, I think she was the first that he had actually literally revealed himself as the Messiah. He saw her as a new creature, a new creation. He had not even yet died on the cross, and he was giving people his grace. And he could do that because what he did on the cross, I believe, related back to everybody that chose to be a follower of God. And related back to her. There's a legal term for it. Non pro tunc, it means now for then. She experienced his grace and became a new creature, a new creation in him. So you might ask, well, what do I do in my relationship with others, specifically other Christians, when they are not behaving towards me in a Christ-like manner? Well, we're told in verse 14, which I didn't have us read, that Christ died for all. And because Christ died for all, we're to live for Christ and not for ourselves. And so as we live for Christ, we become the new creation and we encourage those who are not living in the new creation that God is, that God has for them to start living in that new creation. It's very important that we let the past go. And it's important that we love each other. 1 Peter 4:8 says, love covers a multitude of sin. The only way the church is going to have unity is if we collectively live into the new creation Christ has made us into. And yes, there will be times when not everybody is doing that. But the answer is for us to keep doing that. And we'll find that the love of Jesus Christ covers the shortcomings that we all go into from time to time. And not only that, but we should also view others that are not Christians with that same grace-filled eyes, with their potential of what they could be as new creations in him. It's a great way to love people to God because it creates a heart within us that is forgiving and kind and willing to see things from God's perspective. Where are you in this concept right now? Do you really know and believe that you are a new creation in Christ? Have you let go of the past? And the person that you've been in the past that does not believe in this, that does not believe in the ways of Christ, that has chosen to live for self and not for him. Can you let that person go and let yourself become a new creation in Christ? You might say, well, I've done that in the past, but I slipped back into my old ways. Well, that's the beauty of following Christ, is we get to start fresh any moment we want to, at any time. The Bible says that all fall short of the glory of God. That means there's going to be times when we find ourselves not living as new creatures in Christ. But guess what? Whether you live that way or believe you're that way, you are a new creature in Christ. And God is standing ready to help you and to help me live out that destiny. He's got a destiny for us that will come together as we live this new creation life that he has for us. So I want to encourage you this week to not give up. to not have a low self-esteem, to know that you are a new creation in Christ. Do you remember the woman at the well? She was a Samaritan. She was in a community of people that had been rejected by the Jews, and yet Jesus, who was a Jew, sought her out. She had been rejected by her community because she had been married 5 times and divorced 5 times and was now living with a man who was not her husband. So she was viewed with skeptical eyes and eyes of rejection in her community. I'm sure her self-esteem was pretty low. But Jesus sought her out and he spoke to her, which was unheard of in those days for a Jew and a man to speak to a Samaritan and a woman. But he did. And not only that, but he revealed to her that he was the Messiah. And he gave her that love that covers a multitude of sins. And that day, I believe she became a new creation in Christ. And the old things had passed away. And when he died on the cross, he died on the cross for her. And his grace covered her. He's the lamb that was slain before the foundations of the earth. I don't know how, it's a mystery, but what Christ did on the cross covered the past, present, and future. And it's that grace that God has given to each of us to become what he's called us to become. We are told in him we are a new creation. Are we living that out? And if not, why not? You're not condemned if you haven't been, but maybe you're convicted. Conviction brings hope, but it also says you need to live your higher self. You don't need to give in to the old ways anymore. You've got a new path that God has for you in Christ. You're a new creation. And his love will guide and direct you in every way as you seek to follow him. I believe that as we seek to follow Christ, we find ourselves with gifts that we didn't even know we had. I like this quote from C.S. Lewis. He says, if you're thinking of becoming a Christian, I warn you, you are embarking on something that is going to take the whole of you, brains and all. But fortunately, it doesn't work that way. Anyone who is honestly trying to be a Christian will soon find his intelligence being sharpened. One of the reasons why it needs no special education to be a Christian is that Christianity is an education itself. That is why an uneducated believer like Bunyan was able to write a book, The Pilgrim's Progress, that has astonished the whole world. I believe what C.S. Lewis is saying is correct. I believe that there's an intelligence that will sharpen within you and within me if we will honestly try to live the Christian life. And we will find ourselves with skills and abilities that we didn't otherwise have. And these skills and abilities will be used by God and for God to astonish the world with his truth. In Christ, you and I have the potential to be a new creation. We have the potential to have the old things pass away. We have the potential to have all things become new. We live in an exciting time because we live in a time when God will make all things new. We don't live under the terror and the fear of the pandemic. We live in a time where the love of Jesus Christ will transform the world through our lives. You count. God has a plan for you. Let's together step into the new creation that we are, and let's live that potential. And as C.S. Lewis encouraged us, let us honestly seek to be a Christian in every way, and let's watch what God can do through us.